Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Blazer.
More than 90% of the top prospects in the country signed during the December signing period. And now we get kind of the fireworks show. And we got it in twofold here in the last 24 hours with Jaden Rashada asking for his release from Florida, according to Brandon Huffman, and Cormani McClain, the number one corner, the number one non-quarterback prospect in the class of 2023, flipping from Miami to Colorado this evening. Brandon, first of all, man, I would trade you in a millisecond. How's Hawaii treating you?
Oh, you know, it's dropped down temperature-wise to 84, but the sun's going down, so we should be in the high 70s here pretty soon.
You poor guy. You poor man. I want to get here first because it's been kind of a wild last week of rumors. Jaden Rashada, it's not allegations in a negative way, but amid reports that he had signed maybe a $13 million plus NIL deal at Florida, has asked for his release. That's according to a source of yours. Give us kind of just the basic rundown of what's going on for people who may not be in the know about Jaden Rashada's recruitment here this past week and really this past month.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is there was a delay when he signed on signing day back in December. With him getting his letter of intent in, there are still some final T's to cross and some I's to dot. Ultimately, he signed that evening. Billy Napier actually postponed his press conference a little bit later in the day so he can include him in the press conference. Well, everything looks to be all set. Looks like he's going to be going to Florida after the Under Armour game. He comes home, but never actually goes down to Gainesville. And ultimately what happened was, you know, amidst reports, there was a backing out, if you will, by the Florida NIL Collective, and Jaden was never reported to campus. So instead of reporting to campus, starting his clock and starting classes, he asked out for his NLI earlier this week, and now Florida has, at this point, 28 days to respond. They have 30 days altogether, and we might be back to square one entirely, assuming Florida lets him out of his NLI, which I imagine they will. And then we're back to square one with the top uncommitted player on the offensive side of the ball in California.
It would be a bad look for Florida to really, really fight this hard. How messy could this get? Do you foresee a situation where, whether it takes a few days or it takes that full near month, they will eventually release Rashada and he will have an opportunity to go elsewhere, and bygones are bygones here?
Yeah, I mean, I think this relationship is beyond repair. Now it's a matter of people saving face. And right now, the people that have the most face to save is the University of Florida, Billy Napier, and most notably the NIL Collective. You know, they're the ones that agreed to offer an NIL deal if it was $13 million, which, you know, I still haven't seen any screenshots of the contract that say so, but let's just say for the conversation, it is $13 million. Well, they basically wrote a check that they couldn't cash. And now they're going to have to face that negativity on the recruiting trail in the future. They're without a quarterback of an elite level like Jaden is. And they're essentially back to square one, not just recruiting a quarterback, but then how are they going to continue to recruit with the NIL being so prominent in recruiting? I think they have to let him out, because if they don't let him out of his NLI, then there's the possibility of a lawsuit that still may happen anyway. But they want to try to wash their hands as quickly as they can of this and move on and let Rashada get to the next step and then just hope that this is a learning lesson for everybody.
talking to 24/7 national recruiting editor Brandon Huffman. I've reported, and I feel very comfortable about this, that there was pushback initially on Rashada's deal, and I said this is an outlier deal if it is, you know, $13 million plus. But there are deals out there, and I know they're multi-year and they're incentive-laden for $8, $10 million. And I got a tremendous amount of pushback from people who said, there is no way the money is that high. In the NIL era, it does seem the money is more extravagant. What have you experienced on the recruiting trail in terms of NIL now being, not for every player, but for those elite players, a bigger deal and the money being bigger than it was 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, it's certainly bigger because now it's out front. Now it's out there. Now it's no longer in duffel bags or on Visa check cards. It's in contract. It's in writing. That's the problem that a lot of schools are having now, though. In the old days, you could just say, hey, we're going to get you a duffel bag of cash. We're going to, you know, have the bag man deliver. Now there's contracts. There's lawyers involved on both sides. There's a lot of people that are putting money towards this collective. And what's ended up happening is now you got schools bidding against themselves, bidding against other schools, but then they're bidding against themselves. One kid could go on a visit, say, hey, this school, they're going to give me $7 million. What are you guys going to do? We'll give you $8 million. And that other school maybe said, hey, we'll give you $75,000. But they don't know that. These collectives aren't talking to other collectives to know that they're basically bidding against themselves. And so what's happening is you get a bunch of rich people who have a lot of money and stupid money to just throw around, and they're the ones that are kind of looking dumb in all this. I mean, people can say what they want about Rashada and, you know, the family and all that, but at the end of the day, they weren't the ones that were saying, we're going to give you this amount of money to play here. They were the smart ones that said, well, shoot, we'll go play there then, if that's what you're going to give us. So a lot of collectives are going to have to really rethink and reevaluate how they're doing this and whether they should be throwing out stupid numbers, because now they're finding that if they don't deliver on what they promised, kids aren't going to show up on campus.
Yeah, I saw a good analogy online, and I don't know where it was, so I apologize for anybody who I'm stealing this from. But they said essentially you agree to buy a house for a certain amount, and then somebody suddenly says they're not going to give you that amount. Well, you're not going to give them your house. That's, you know, if you agree to a deal on paper for a certain amount of money, you should get that. That is not Jaden Rashada's fault. That is not his issue. It does sound like potentially a Florida NIL issue. Do you think there's a scenario? I've argued for a while now, there needs to be, and I don't know if it can be done, but there needs to be a database that if you sign an NIL deal, it needs to be disclosed to the NCAA. They have no litigation over it in terms of you can't have this much money or you can't do this, but just in terms of the money, and that way we get out of this black market where guys are going on visits. I've heard of this. They're saying, I got, you know, I was offered 1.5 from this school, and the school has to decide, okay, we were in front. Do we want to pay him 1.6 to keep him, or are we going to call his bluff and keep our deal at, you know, $500,000? Will this eventually be a situation where to sign to be eligible, you need to disclose your NIL deals and therefore the market kind of levels out? Or do you think this is just going to be the wild, wild west going forward because the NCAA is taking their hands off it?
Well, I think the NCAA has basically tried to wash their hands of any kind of discretion and just, you know, discipline in recent years. And they're at the point now where I feel like they're powerless. And I think that the schools know that. And that's why the collectives had ran with it so quickly. It wasn't like this was a 3 to 5 year phase from when NIL was first allowed to see, okay, let's get our feet wet. People came out swinging right off the bat in July of 2021, heading into that 2022 signing class. And so I think right then, that was when the NCAA realized, crap, the genie's out of the bottle. We're never getting him back in. And, you know, unless the IRS is involved, unless, you know, Senate or the House or whatever, you know, federal legislation says that they have to disclose it, there's not going to be a kid in the world, there's not going to be a school in the world that's going to say, hey, we're going to give you our documented income amounts that we're giving to these kids to the NCAA, because essentially the schools are trying to disarm the NCAA as much as they possibly can. They're not going to give them anything else, especially when it amounts to dollars and cents, to give them any more information than they already need to. So I think it's going to be kind of a lawless west until, you know, the federal government gets involved. And I can't imagine that this is something they really want to get themselves involved with, at least at this juncture.
Talking to 24/7 national recruiting editor Brandon Huffman. I don't know how much you want to get into this, and we can pivot to Poly Bowl if you're not real comfortable here. I've said, you know, the top few guys get massive deals or potentially can get massive deals, but that now the bar goes down further. You can get pretty decent money, you know, if you're a top 200 guy. Where do you see the cutoff of how that works? You know, is the number 170 player in the nation getting $8 million, or does that only, you know, kind of as I've kind of laid out, maybe for the top handful of kids, and then the top 200 get a good chunk, but it's not that multi-million dollar a year type of deal.
No, and it's going to be like the NFL draft, where it's going to be positionally, there's going to be more value placed on that position. A quarterback's going to command more, an edge rusher, a left tackle's going to command more than say, a middle linebacker is, than a running back is. You know, the positions that aren't as incentivized in the NFL, yeah, you need them to win games. Yeah, you still need those guys on Sundays, but you need a left tackle, you need a quarterback, you need an edge rusher more than you probably need anything. So it's going to be based positionally and where you stack up positionally more so than where you rank overall. But the other thing is you're still getting every kid that's signing with a Division I school, whether it's a Power Five, whether it's a Group of Five, they think that they're worth what the number one player in the country is worth. And they're finding out on a lot of their visits that, hey, your NIL deal is the NLI that you signed and the full ride scholarship we're giving you. We might give you a couple $1,000s here and there to go promote, you know, the local Kia dealership, but you're not going to get anywhere and command anywhere near what the elite players are. You know, you should be happy to be here. And you're seeing guys that are even not playing much their first 2 years transferring and trying to transfer to schools that are known for NIL. Like, you've done nothing on the field for 2 years to prove that you're worth this. And guys are trying to take immediate handouts, but the reality is there's just not enough money to go around. I don't care what, you know, the boosters at some of these schools are trying to tweet like they've got this endless supply. Even they're smart enough to kind of say, hey, for the most part, they're smart enough to say, hey, we're not giving everybody that much money. Some of you are just going to be happy to come here for free and get your stipend check.
Pivoting to the Polynesian Bowl, you've been there for a few days of practice. The game itself will be on the NFL Network, quickly rising game now, becoming one of the premier All-American events anywhere in the country. I know for years everybody thought about the All-American Bowl or the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. Polynesian Bowl's got huge names, big-time talent, should be a lot of fun to watch on NFL Network. Who are some of the guys, maybe just a couple of names that really have stood out so far this week of practice? Doesn't have to be West Coast ties, regardless of where they're from. Who are some of the guys that have blown you away?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's three of the highest-rated players in the game. Nico Yamaliava, the number one or the number two quarterback in the country, the number two player in the country. He's already actually practiced with Tennessee in their bowl prep for the Orange Bowl. He came out this week. He's been by far the best quarterback here. Francis Maui-Goa, who is among the top two linemen in the country, a top 10 player, signed with Miami. He is here, and he's looked every bit the lead offensive lineman. And then Spencer Fano, who's been the number one tackle out west. For really the last 2 years, he's been really the top performer, period, regardless of position. This week, the Utah signing, he's been fantastic. And then over on the defensive side of the ball, really been impressed with David Hicks. He's the top defensive lineman in the country. Headed to Texas A&M, obviously Oregon fans are very familiar with him. He told me on Sunday at check-in that Oregon was right there, but ultimately he decided that he wanted to stay in-state and play at Texas A&M, and he's looked every bit the part of the top defensive lineman here.
I want to get you out on this. Mateo Uiagalelei, obviously Oregon's prized recruit in this class with Dante Moore moving on. How good is he? What should Oregon fans expect? Is this a show up as a freshman, maybe a 10-sack season? Is this a developmental guy who can help out a ton against the run and he'll develop as his pass rushing moves develop? How good can he be, and what should Oregon fans be looking for out of Mateo?
Yeah, I think this first year might be a little bit of a developmental year. You know, he's obviously got the frame. He's got the size. He's played against elite competition for the last 3 years. So it's not going to be a big jump for him. But from a size standpoint, he's going to need to get a little bit thicker, a little bit stronger. You know, he missed the All-American Bowl, which he was invited to because he was dealing with an illness and he lost a little bit of weight. But he's been back this week for the most part. He's been going at full speed. But I think it might take him until his sophomore season to really be an impact guy. But I think he's going to have the size and the skill set to get on the field in packages and play some as a true freshman. But I think you'll see his biggest jump happen in the 2024 season.
Brandon, thank you very much. Enjoy that difficult weather you're experiencing. Have a good time.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
I mean, he laid it out for you, and it's nothing that surprises me, although it is very, very interesting. Anytime we have Brandon Huffman on to talk NIL, it's interesting. Not backing away, and no one is that really understands that, yeah, there's a lot of money being thrown around, millions of dollars being thrown around for the top kids. That's not everybody, and people need to understand that. But this pushback that it doesn't exist is silly, because it's absolutely out there for the top five-star kids. And again, if you're a good high-level four-star offensive tackle, you're going to get a good chunk of money. Are you going to get $3 million, $6 million? No, but you can get a pretty good chunk of money. And I do think that's fascinating. I also think the Rashada situation is fascinating. You know, he didn't shy away, but he didn't confirm that $13 million number. Florida's NIL really looks bad here. They have a contract, and it'll be interesting to see if there's a potential lawsuit here. They have a contract, and they essentially sent Rashada a note, Huffman's reported, that's like, hey, we're voiding this contract. It's a $13 million contract. This is not like a, hey, you know, come to this car dealership. It's a $13 million deal. They just sent a note and was like, never mindsies. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens there, and I hope for Rashada's sake that he's able to find a home that he's comfortable with. I can't imagine going through the recruiting process, having all these options on the table. You lock in because someone wants to give you $13 million. And then at signing day, they say, never mind. You have to hit the reset button. And that's tough on a 17, 18-year-old kid, regardless of what you think of the money.
Now, it may be too early to tell, and you may want to hit this on the other side of the break, but we do have one texter in that just wants your thoughts on where you think Rashada ultimately ends up.
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. I'm as out of the loop on the Rashada thing as it gets. I would love to claim that I know exactly where that's going. I don't. I should have asked Huffman. That was an obvious follow-up question that as soon as I hung up with him, I realized I missed. I thought Oregon fan would rather get to Mateo, but
I think Oregon fan wants to know about Mateo.
I should have asked. I've heard it's programs out west. There's it's been reported like California, Arizona State, Colorado.
Someone texted us or tweeted us UW the other day, but that wouldn't make as much sense with Penix coming back for another year, because that would mean Rashada would have to sit. But
yeah, Rashada's a developmental guy. I mean, he's going to take some time, but he's very talented. The skills are there. He's just got a little time in the development. He's not going to be a hit the ground running immediate, you know, all conference level guy like Dante Moore potentially could be. We'll break down some Northwest prospects when we get back, some big time names in the Northwest. Checking out Oregon here in the last week, and then coming up this week, I'll let you know what Oregon's chances are and what they had to say about the Ducks. That's coming up next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.